put your head. Why don't you just put your stupid headphones on?
Why can't you just do the intro?
Because I don't want to do the intro by myself. I don't understand why you're being such a jerk about it. Just get your headphones on and let's set up.
I'm getting the console and closing the door so we can have some privacy.
Why didn't you do that 8 minutes ago when the show was supposed to start?
Because I was changing my tampon. Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Hi, everyone.
It's about 6:27 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Thanks for coming. It's nice in here. It's too cold outside. It's already horrible.
You know, let me tell you something. My period was like a week late, and it's never late. Okay, this is TMI, and I don't really care. I started thinking maybe I was going through like early onset menopause.
Scary.
I was freaking out for like the last 5 days.
How come I didn't know anything about this?
Because I wasn't trying to share it with anyone because I didn't want to put it out there in the universe because I thought that maybe that was going to make it worse.
Oh, interesting theory.
But then, so I got my situation today and it's been a nightmare.
No. You call it your situation?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a little situation.
Hi, it's Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
We have a topic.
Well, we have some other business to attend to.
What? Oh, yeah.
October is the WFMU Silent Fundraiser. We definitely need your money. If you could please donate at WFMU.org/pledge. We have a bunch of t-shirts. We have a bunch of stuff. You can get our Johnny Mueller shirt. And
it's
we're
your
trying,
last chance to get the Johnny Mueller shirt.
We're trying not to really talk about it too much, but at this point, we definitely need the cash to start coming in because we don't have much. So we're losing a big sponsorship with JM and the AM. Let's get this money coming.
We'd also like to thank Kevin C., Ted F., Camillo P., Joseph H., Moritz K., Madeline A., Cheryl F., Corey V., Robin S., our pal, Steve M., and Mark S. For all of their contributions, every penny counts. Thank you.
201-209-9368. I love that sound. Do it again.
Okay. Let me open it.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Felt good to throw it.
It turned me on.
Really?
Kind of.
Oh, my God. That might be the first time I've ever turned you on.
I'm all tingly.
It wasn't me. It was the paper. What's up, everyone? You know what, though? Is this our show's goal? Is only 51%. Lame.
That noise was interesting.
That thing we used to sing when I was little. When you're sitting in your Chevy. I can't sing it?
No, I don't know what it is.
When you're sitting in your Chevy and you feel something heavy.
Your mom didn't let you sing that.
She would get mad at us. Oh, but we sang it. Plus, we had a Chevy, so we used to have a lot of fun.
I wasn't allowed to say that word, and I didn't have a Chevy.
We had a Chevy. We called it the G-Ride.
Why?
I don't know. Once we got into teenage mode, and we had, like, this old, disgusting station wagon where the ceiling was, like, drooping in.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
My brother staple-gunned the ceiling fabric back up.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the G-Ride, and when we got a new car, Toyota. My
to
mom
what?
Said, then we traded it in and got a new car at the Toyota dealership when I was like 17. But it had been like my whole life with this one disgusting car. when we traded in, my mom said, "Goodbye, G-Ride," in her like Latin accent. It was hilarious.
That is pretty good.
It was good.
Today's weird because I think winter is coming and it's making people change their behaviors.
Am I being weird?
Not much weirder than normal.
I'm not that weird.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I think that, like, I'm pretty, like, at FMU, I'm one of the normal people.
I disagree. I think you're much different than a lot of the people here.
Oh, I guess I mean, okay, then in society, I'm the most normal person at FMU.
What society?
You know,
no, I'm just teasing. Out there. I'm just teasing. I know what it's like to try and be a real person.
I'm not normal?
No, you're not normal.
like, I'm more normal than I am weird.
You're more normal than some of the other people here.
Thank you. Well, I don't think that's a good thing. I think that's lame, actually.
I'm mad that winter is coming.
Get over it. There's nothing you can do.
Well, that's not the way I deal with my problems.
Well, maybe you just need to accept them. Maybe you live a happier, fuller life.
It's not how this mind works, my friend. And you know that.
Well, give me something I can use. I bought some new boots. I got a new coat.
Must be nice.
Doing what I can.
Must be nice.
She works hard for the money.
I work hard and I still don't have any money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you wanted to make a lot of money and work some boring corporate job, you could. You just choose not to. That's fine. I choose to. I like my boring corporate job. You know?
I just think creative endeavor should be rewarded more fully in this life.
I agree with you 100%, Michelle.
What's the topic?
We have a topic tonight. It's what are you the poster child for? Call us at 201-209-9368. Everyone is like, ooh, that's a good topic. And then when I say, what's your answer? They're like,
I don't like to pigeonhole myself. It's hard.
I'm the poster child for celibacy.
Now?
It's been... What's the date?
Is that the longest you've ever gone?
Yeah.
Since you were like 18 or whatever?
No, since I was like 19 or 20. 4 months. But like not even a make out.
Not even a kiss on the mouth?
No, I've just not dated.
Even a tongue in your mouth?
Nothing. Not even a handhold.
Well, handholding is true intimacy.
I love handholding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing.
That's a lot. Because I feel like I've gone years without sex, but I've never gone that long without a good makeout sesh.
Mm-mm. Nothing. Not even makeout. I haven't even been on a date. I haven't even had male attention.
That's not true. You get it here every week.
That's not true. That's like my family. It's not like they're hitting on me.
Please.
It's not the same kind of attention.
Today, Scott Williams said, the boys like all the girls.
Yeah, but, okay, yes. And we know that as women. We know every boy likes
you. And it still made me angry.
But they're not, like, actively giving us attention. We're just, like, hanging out.
I was sitting in that room. You were actively getting attention.
None of us were. We were just hanging out as a group. Not, like, romantic attention.
Not romantic, but there's a certain element of sexual tension and flirtation, perhaps.
You think so?
Yeah.
In that room?
Yeah, if you don't, you're a fool.
I'm not a fool. I just have a different opinion than you, Michelle.
I hate it when you say that.
Why?
It makes me so...
Why do we have to agree?
I just... like you say it so patronizing.
I don't think it's smart.
You always say everyone's entitled to their own opinion. It's my opinion.
Yeah.
Opinion.
I don't have to agree with you all the time, and I don't think you're a fool for thinking what you think.
Actually, you called me an idiot twice this week.
Not about this conversation. We must have been talking about something else.
We must have been.
Well, this is the first time we've ever had this conversation, so yeah. We must have been.
You're mean.
What did I call you?
You're a mean lady.
How am I mean? You just called me a fool. I didn't call you a name.
You called me an idiot.
When?
When I sent you that dirty picture.
Okay, that was a... you sent me a ridiculous photo and I said, you idiot. I wasn't... Please. Next, what else? That does not count.
Okay, I bought that awesome t-shirt that said...
Same! Same situation. You did something, like, retardedly funny. And I said, you idiot, like, as a loving, you're retarded.
Okay, but those dirty pictures.
You sent me dirty pictures?
The...
Because I would not call you an idiot if you sent me dirty...
The shoe picture.
I think you should send me naked photos. I definitely won't call you an idiot.
The shoe picture.
That was idiotic. That photo's idiotic. I mean, I laughed.
It's amazing. It was too early in the morning.
So not the same
thing.
For
sexual content. That's what I think. I should have sent it at 2:30 instead of 8 in the morning.
It was idiotic no matter what time you sent it. It was,
I've been looking at it all week long.
Listen, it was a high heel, but instead of a foot, it didn't have a foot in it. It had a male body part in it to make it look like a foot.
Google blank in high heel shoe.
Blank meaning D, meaning what men have. In high heel shoe.
I was looking at it when I was getting my morning coffee, and I was cracking up alone in the coffee shop, and the girl making my coffee was like, something must be funny, and I was like...
Did you show it to her?
No, I was like, it's hilarious.
You should have shown it to her.
No, I showed it to the intern at work, and then I was like, she's going to sue me for sexual harassment. And then I was like, well, I'm HR. I won't file the complaint.
So it was like 8 a.m., and Michelle's like, can I text you something?
No, I said, want to see something gross.
And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then she sent me this picture.
I love it.
Of this D in a high heel, and so I said, you idiot. Okay, that's not the same as calling her an idiot and meaning it. That was just, you're an idiot.
It's almost as good as cake farts.
Please stop.
201-209-9368. This is a call-in talk show, in case you didn't know.
It is?
201-209-9368.
That's funny, because Gus on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link, says, poster child for procrastination. That's kind of what we're doing.
I'm ready.
I'm having technical difficulties.
What's happening? Ooh, I like your denim on denim.
Oh my God, can I tell you something embarrassing?
About the guy who called last week?
No. So, in the, you know, I work in fashion, right? And so we had a presentation that was like about what the trends are going to be in the spring.
What are they?
And one of them was patched work denim, which is like clear because everyone's wearing it now.
You're currently wearing it.
Right. So I have these pants that had holes in them. I added these patches in like April or whatever. And so I wore my pants today and everyone's like, nobody said a word about them when I wore them in April. Okay. Nobody mentioned them at all. So I wore them today at work and every single person I passed by in the hallway said this phrase, you're so on trend.
I was just going to say you're on trend.
They all said that same phrase.
I tell you you're on trend all the time. But you were pre-trend, I guess.
Well, I just had holes in my pants and my thighs kept poking out of them and they made me feel fat, so I patched them.
I don't like trends.
So I patched them.
I don't like trends.
All right, should we answer calls?
Yeah, please do. 201-209-9368.
Hold on, I'm still looking for headphones at work. This is why we need money. What are you looking for?
Nothing. The cones are gone.
I want nachos.
Come get nachos and chicken buddies. What's wrong?
I don't have headphones at work.
201-209-9368.
It's the wrong kind of thing.
You need a quarter inch adapter. You need a quarter inch to an eighth inch to a quarter inch adapter. Do you want to come over there? Put a freaking pair of headphones on it and let's get this show on the road.
None of them work. There's nothing I can do to make them work.
There's four pairs of headphones. None of them work?
There's three. Oh, wait. Give me those. There's three. Two of them don't work, and one doesn't have the right whatever adapter
screw
you just said.
Screw the adapter off one of them and put it on the other.
Okay, so talk to me.
Hi.
Now we're talking.
Now we are talking.
Hey everyone, it's 6:20, time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
Welcome to the show. Tonight's topic is, what are you the poster child for? Call us at 201-209-9368, or if you don't have the cojones, you can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
You just sounded like Sheila B. All positive.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, and happy.
That makes me so happy.
That was a compliment.
Thank you.
Amanda did a great fill-in today for Sheila B, by the way.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait, no. Now I'm ready.
Yo, you're on the radio. What? I don't have time for that nonsense. I'm going to be... ruthless.
You're on the wine.
I'm ruthless.
You're
today.
On the wine. I can tell the difference.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, girls. It's Rooster.
Hey, Rooster.
Scott. Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Well, what do we have going on tonight?
Oh, what yeah. We didn't even say the topic.
Yes, I did. What are you the poster child for?
Well, Actually, I knew the answer. Scott is the poster child for perseverance and always has been.
Oh, that's so sweet. What about you, Rooster?
I'm the poster child for Scott.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. That was cute. Do you have other kids, Rooster?
No. Aww.
Just Scott, huh?
That's why they have such a special bond. All right, Rooster, have a good one.
Thanks, have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. God, give me patience. I'm going to hang up if you don't tell us your answer to the topic.
I have an answer.
Okay, what is it?
I'm a poster child for driving and talking. I am.
Oh, God, this is awful.
Okay, thanks for calling, buddy.
How many more do we do before we give up?
Don't be mean. Don't be nice.
Wait, what? You're very complicated, Michelle.
I mean, like, don't
do you want me to be mean or do you want me to be nice?
I don't want you to be fake nice.
But I'm always fake nice.
Let's do, like, another board full.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I mean, like, don't you want me
to be nice? Hi, you're on the radio. Please turn yours down. I'm leaving.
When you call, please turn down your radio because there's a delay. So what you're hearing on the radio is not what's happening in real life. In real life, we need you to speak with us or we're going to sound all like idiots.
Amateurs.
And we are clearly professionals in this business.
Clearly. It only took me 20 minutes to get a pair of headphones that worked. Hi, you're on the radio.
So I don't really have a poster child answer. I really loved listening to Frangry sing in the beginning of the show, so can she sing some more?
No, she can't. She's not a doll. That was funny.
Oh, okay, well,
that was funny, though, right?
Thanks.
When did I sing? I didn't sing.
You sang last week, too.
Yeah, we overdid that last week. I didn't sing this time.
You sang something. You sang about your Chevy.
Oh, yeah. Chevy, and you feel something heavy.
I don't like that song.
That song is so good. Hi, you're on the radio.
My song's better.
Yes.
What song is that?
I'm a poster child for Donald Trump because we have a lot of bad hombres.
We're changing the topic.
Let's do one more.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I can sleep out of your way. You understand what you're saying if you put it out there. Are the statement of your leg? You're suggesting?
No.
Are you sleeping for your leg? If you are sleeping for the dream, you are awake. If you are awake, you don't know.
Now, can we change the topic?
What's happening?
You're awake.
I don't know.
You're suggesting.
Someone's messing with us.
You walk at your moment.
I'm leaving.
You're absolutely not leaving. Please don't have a bad attitude right now.
Funny.
It's just a word.
It's not really a word.
Yes, it's a word.
Batitude?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it. I think I'm going to get a necklace that says Batitude.
You can wear it with your Joker.
I will. When was the last time I wore the Joker? 7 months ago.
It was on trend back then.
It was before not trend.
Pre-trend.
Pre-trend I wore it. Now it's trend. I have to retire these now too.
Okay. It was on trend when you wore it.
A little bit. Okay, we're changing the topic. What? What's wrong?
I think we can do a better segue.
Into what?
The new topic.
Do you want me to keep talking about the old topic until we get a better segue into the new topic?
Well, now I feel like we ruined it.
No, we didn't ruin anything. This is our show. We can do whatever we want. What do you want to do?
I guess maybe let's try one more.
One more call on the old topic.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I'm the poster boy for being a failed musician.
Is it gonna work?
I'm like kind of getting to the age where like chasing after that dream is not, you know, it's not that inspiring anymore. Yeah.
Okay, we have a new topic. Let me ask you a question. You know how this world is filled with assholes? And I don't mean, like, the physical ones. I mean, like, the people.
Yeah.
Name someone who isn't an asshole.
Someone who's not an asshole.
Don't say it again. Just tell us.
That's a short list. That's tough.
Exactly. Our goal for the next 35 minutes is for us to agree on one person that is not an asshole. Just one. We only need one.
How about the Dalai Lama?
You can't call
the Dalai Lama an asshole.
Let's say a-hole.
We can.
Well, we can do whatever we want. The Dalai Lama. All right, we'll put it on the list.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Good luck with your music career.
I hung up on him. Okay, new topic. Who is not an a-hole?
201-209-9368.
I'm hanging up on all these calls because I don't want to
hear. That wasn't nice.
What? I don't want to hear their poster child comments. I'm just editing the show live on the air. That's all I'm doing. It's like when you...
Live radio is so exciting, isn't it?
It's like when you make a few designs and you only send two of them to the client.
Is that what this is like?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Okay, we changed the topic. The new topic is, who is not an a-hole?
Yeah, but I got an answer for
that. No, we don't care. Who is not an a-hole? It's definitely not me.
You can say that again.
Well, I don't have anything off the top of my head.
Well, think about it and call back. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I don't think Bill Murray's an asshole.
Yeah, but he is.
We're saying a-hole, and Bill Murray is a grade A-plus a-hole, and that's why I love him.
I can go with that.
He is the definition.
He is complicated. He is particular. He likes things a certain way. No, he's an a-hole, and it's okay.
No, but that's what makes him great. Yeah, that's fine.
But then do you end up hating him?
No.
No, I love him.
No.
I love him. Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Non-a-hole is totally Stephen Hawking.
No.
How's he an a-hole?
No, he's not.
Isn't he, like, a total sex pervert who, like... Is he a sex pervert? He's a sex pervert.
No, the physicist dude who's like...
Yeah, that dude's a sex pervert.
Doesn't he have ALS?
Yeah, he's a sex pervert.
How is he a sex pervert?
Look up Stephen Hawking sex pervert.
Man, I gotta Google him.
Wait, I'm doing it right now.
He's a sex pervert. Well, I guess what other kind of pervert would you be besides a sex
pervert? Okay, but
what other kind of pervert could you be besides a sex pervert?
Oh, that was the best, Michelle. Wait!
Told you!
Oh my God! There's accusation. No, you stop talking.
You stop talking.
Okay, listen. Just listen. I know it's hard for you, but listen. So I googled it, and I have some entries that say that his nurse.
Oh, that's it.
Say that he used to force them to watch him have sex.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh man.
That's not cool.
Wait, is that from Breitbart? Because you can't trust Breitbart.
No, it's something called fark.com.
Sounds very credible.
Whatever, perfect. Okay.
Well, thanks for the news, guys.
Okay, no, there's more. Gothamist. Mm-hmm. Is Stephen Hawking a sex club regular?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no! Here it is!
He likes to
fondle his
nurse.
He used to hang with that guy, Jeffrey Epstein. That's the guy who was busted for having a child prostitution ring. Donald Trump hung out with him. Bill Clinton hung out with him. And here's a story on the smoking gun.
Those guys are all a-holes.
Stephen Hawking was his friend. He had underage child girls giving massages.
Child girls and... What did I say?
Sex
taking
perverts.
Him off my list. He's done, man.
Okay, so
nice try, though.
We debunked your answer.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
The more you know.
Thanks, guys.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, so all we're going to do...
Everyone's going to be...
Basically, everything we're doing tonight is people are going to call and say, well, Yada Yada's a good person, and we're going to Google it and be like, nope! Yada Yada got busted for coke!
This show would have been impossible without the internet.
Do you know what I can't wait for?
The dark net?
No, the next person who tries to Google something on this computer and sees Stephen Hawking sex pervert in capital letters. And I spelled it wrong. It says Stephen Hawkling.
Why? Did you ever read his book, though? It's really weird. Mm-mm. Brief History of Time.
Mm-mm. Should I?
It's about black holes. Would and I like wormholes. It? Nah, I don't think so.
Why not?
It's not a telenovela.
I love telenovela.
I bet you do, amiguita. 201-209-9368. We're going to rip you apart.
Yeah, call us. Who's not an a-hole? Because we're going to debunk whatever you're calling us with. Because you know what? Everyone's an a-hole.
We're going to rip you a new one.
We're going to rip you a new one.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, Norman Borlaug.
Who?
He is the guy who invented
How do you spell it?
Wheat in India. That saved a billion lives by being able to grow in that climate.
What did he invent? Cream
Norman
wheat?
Who?
Norman Borlaug. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He invented a strain of wheat that could grow in India, so it saved a billion people's lives.
How do you know this?
How do you spell it?
B-O-R-L-A-U-G.
How do you know this?
Because he's Penn Jillette's hero.
Who? Oh, Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller?
Yeah.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I'm totally serious. It was also his password for his Gmail account for a while.
Those guys are a-holes. Did you ever play their video game where you drive across the country and nothing happens?
No, I've never played
Should
it.
Should I Google Norman Borlaug's sex pervert?
Yeah, everyone's just a sex pervert. But
they
that doesn't necessarily
is,
make
I don't
you
know
an a-hole.
But yeah, Penn's a big sex pervert.
They probably all like S&M and bondage and getting beat up. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
I will.
Sex pervert? Well, you know what? Also, I do think, like, the rules about sex in this country are really a little bit too tight and frigid, so. Is this guy a good person?
So far, I can't find anything on him. And I'm, like, the greatest stalker of all time.
All right, well, then he's on the list.
He even educated about sex perverts.
Knowledge is power.
Okay, Norman Borlaug is on the list.
But I love it that guy, when we asked him how he knew about it, it was because Penn and Teller.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Do you know about Penn and Teller's video game?
No.
You literally drive across the country in real time and nothing happens the entire time it takes you to drive on a highway across the country, which is days. And the only thing that happens is one fly hits your windshield. So you could potentially miss it. Do you want to play?
Yes.
Do you want to take drugs and play?
Yes. High five. When are we doing this? My gummy. I have the gummy.
The gummy's not gonna. We need like.
We need hard drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. I can't wait.
Let me know.
We should play for the marathon.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Good. I am the poster child for not an
no!
a-hole.
No, that's not. He's, oh, very well done.
That's pretty good. I am the poster child for not an a-hole.
Yeah, but that
Hard
probably means you're an a-hole who doesn't want to admit he's an a-hole, and that's the worst kind of a-hole.
You're exactly right. You remember me from last week? I said, want what you already have?
Yeah, I liked that call.
That was me.
And I don't remember.
Dashu and Wendy, they know I'm not an a-hole.
Well, if you go to call us and tell us you're not an a-hole, you're an a-hole.
Okay, if you want to know a better person, the Mr. Heimlich, as in the Heimlich maneuver, he's a great person that nobody knows. He was saying, don't hit someone on the back when they're choking. You got to do this maneuver. And the Red Cross said, no, that doesn't work. Hit them on the back. Eventually, they said, oh, okay, you can hit them on the back, but... okay, also do the Heimlich maneuver. Eventually, they phased out hitting on the back. So basically, because he persevered, millions of lives were saved.
How did he invent the Heimlich maneuver?
He just realized that the best way to dislodge food, if you're choking, is to you know.
Well, it's just maneuver. Like you burp a baby on the back.
But that's not the Heimlich.
That's not. The,
oh yeah, it's
burping.
From the
Heimlich is when you do.
Oh no, it's this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
basically,
right.
Because he said, "I know I'm right," and stuck to his guns, he saved millions of lives. And the people who said, "No, that's not the way it's done," they eventually admitted that they were fools.
Yeah, but probably definitely a sex pervert.
Did I ever tell you guys about...
You choked that time at that sushi restaurant.
No, that happened. But did I tell you about sixth grade when we were learning the Heimlich maneuver in, in health education class and I didn't know anyone in the class and I had no friends?
And the teacher had to do that.
Yes. And we all had to partner with someone to practice the Heimlich maneuver, and I didn't have anyone to partner with, so I had to partner with the teacher.
That's awful. That's.
Do you now see why I am the way I am, Michelle?
That's awful. Is it a
now?
Was it a boy?
No, it was a woman. A woman teacher.
Did you like the teacher?
I mean, I didn't dislike her. She was nice, and she was my only friend.
That's awful.
I mean, how much older was
that's
the teacher?
That's awful.
That could be, like, a little too...
That's,
a little
no,
too
it was heavy. A it was a woman. I don't know. I mean, I guess I was, like, 12, and she Michelle's losing her mind. She must have been, like, in her early 40s.
That is so horrible. I'm so sorry.
She was, like, a large lady. So when it was time for me to practice it on her, I, like, couldn't do it because I couldn't get my arms around her. This gets better. Hold on. I'm not done telling the story. And so then, like, I couldn't actually do the maneuver, and she's supposed to grade us, and it was just like, well, what do you want me to do? I can't get my arms around you, and so she...
Were you a bitch, or were you nice?
No, I was a nice young lady. I didn't have any friends in the class.
I'm sorry that you didn't have any friends.
It was because I was smart.
Well, if you have enemies in the class, you just let them
choke
to death.
Wow, Michelle is literally wiping the tears from her eyes
I
right
now.
I just
feel bad for it. And then
Robin wants to know if she was soft. And the answer is yes, Robin. She was soft.
There's no way you sat with anyone at lunch that day.
No. The difference was I didn't know anyone in the...
Make them your friend and do the Heimlich maneuver.
I would like to point out, to my defense, that the reason I didn't know anyone in that... I want to say S-H-I-T-U-I, whatever, health class was because I was in the AP classes, and this was, like, the physical ed class, and so none of my...
you didn't take PE.
Yes. So none of my friends were in this class. It wasn't that I, like, didn't have friends. It was just that they weren't in this one class with me.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Thank you. I was the weird girl in the AP classes. At least I knew, like, one or two people in those classes. In the health class, I knew nobody.
You were in the elite classes.
Exactly.
Yeah, so was I. I still took gym.
I didn't take gym because I had a doctor's note.
That's ridiculous.
Want to be your friends, they don't want
I had a doctor's note because I needed a doctor's note for 2 months, and my brother put a one in front of the two. Support me.
Anyone
I hated the girls who didn't do gym.
To die.
What did you say?
Who deserves to die?
Anyone who doesn't want to be your friend deserves to choke to death.
That's not true, that's not nice.
That's a lot, guy.
You got really dark, man.
That was something.
Encouraging the world to be your friend. You never know.
You're in a black hole of darkness.
Do you want to know something? In the time we've been on the air, we've raised 1% of our goal.
Because of me?
No, not because of you!
Shut up, asshole.
Michelle! You just called a listener an asshole. Michelle. Michelle.
I was kidding. Oh, I was kidding. I'm emotional.
There's so many mean things happening on the comments board right now.
What are they saying?
Hey, Frangry, was the lunch lady your second best friend?
That's not nice.
Cosmic Matrix is like, why is this story hot? And Spider-Man says, don't overanalyze, just go with it.
I bet you were friends with the nurse.
No.
Really?
Well, no, I wasn't sick yet. No, I wasn't. No. Thanks, though.
Why
are you going to make fun of my disease?
No, I just feel like you were always going to fake sick.
No. No.
201-209-9368. I'm sorry about what I said.
No, you're not.
I don't know. I am sorry about what I said.
To me or to the caller?
To the caller.
Oh.
I didn't say anything mean to you.
Robin says she thinks Britney Spears is not an asshole. I don't think she's an asshole. She's too simple to be an asshole.
Good point.
She is, like, the most simple person in the world. That's actually a really good answer.
My heart breaks for her.
She's a robot.
My heart really does break for her sometimes.
Same. I feel bad for her. Should we answer some more?
Yeah. Let's get this done.
Robin says, you should host the show with this guy. He brings out the best in both of you.
There is no best in me.
You're so dark today, Michelle.
I know. I feel like I've been inside the dark net.
Is it because it's getting cold?
I think so.
Because you're wearing a turtleneck?
I think because winter is coming. It's a mock turtleneck.
You laugh like a seagull, bitch.
Are you joking? You wanted me to give you the Heimlich?
You don't have any friends in this class, Michelle.
He goes to another school.
Oh, my God. Like Mike McKenzie? This is the best, stupidest show ever.
201-209-9368.
I don't want to answer these.
We've taken like two calls. We need to take more calls. This is a call-in talk show on WFMU.
No, it's just a show. We deem it whatever it is.
No, don't get all high and mighty over
I'm
there.
I'm not high and mighty. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, before I get to my guy, I just had to refute the dude who said Heimlich, because I heard that after having the successful thing to help dislodge food from people that are in a bind, he actually tried to say that the Heimlich maneuver also cured all kinds of crazy stuff like cancer and autism and all this stuff. So I think it's pretty refutable that he's an a-hole.
You might be right.
I just look
then.
It up. That's actually that.
I will
true.
Look that up. That is very interesting to me.
Yeah, that, and that's actually Googleable, I believe.
Thank you. And now who's your guy?
Go ahead.
Oh, there's a great answer.
What did you just do?
Oh, I thought he was done.
No, he was nice.
I thought he was done talking.
What if he wasn't? Because you weren't listening.
No, I wasn't at all, because I was reading the comments board and someone gave us a really good answer.
I saw you on your phone.
Billy Jam. Billy Jam is a great answer.
That is a good answer.
Somebody wrote, I second Billy Jam. A beautiful man.
He is not.
There is not one bad bone in Billy Jam's body. For real. Everyone is like, yes, Billy Jam. Everyone is on the comments board saying, yes, Billy Jam. Now I'm trying to find out.
Who said it first?
Yeah, who said it first, you guys? I'm not trying to dig through the whole comments board. Can someone tell me who said Billy Jam first so I could put them on the list, please?
One of the nerds is going to be all, so-and-so said it at 6:29
yeah.
p.m.
All right, nerd out all you want. Can someone just tell me timestamp of who said it first, please?
Timestamp.
Thank you. 201-209-9368. Call us. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. On WFMU, tonight's topic is who is not an a-hole. We're doing something positive.
You hung up on someone nice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
Okay.
What?
I just think all our topics are positive because even when they're mean, they bring laughter, and laughter is a positive thing in people's lives.
That is beautiful, Michelle. Beautiful.
I just think if you can, like,
Spider-Man says God said it first about Billy Jam.
Aww.
Okay, well, God can't win a t-shirt because he doesn't have an address.
God definitely has the internet, though.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I feel like Bruce Springsteen is not really an a-hole at all.
I agree with that comment.
He's been married for so long.
No, also, I would him
so hard.
So hard.
So many times. So hard.
So many times. I would never get tired. I wouldn't need to eat. I wouldn't be like, baby, I'm tired. I gotta go to bed.
No.
Even if we had like 25 kids, I wouldn't be like.
He doesn't have any babies, does he?
I just need to go to bed, Bruce.
Well, the thing about.
Also, his name is Bruce.
The reason I think he's not an a-hole is
because he's hot.
Like every musician has like some beef that like comes up that they've either had like some like wild domestic stuff or like some other band or a bandmate. But I feel like Bruce Springsteen has a really clean slate.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, I feel like this last year I've seen a lot of like little news stories.
Because he wrote that book.
Like, writing kids notes so they could get out of school the next day because they went and saw Bruce with their parents and stuff like that.
Who are you?
I'm Alex.
Are you single?
I am.
How old are you?
I'm too young for y'all.
How do you know?
I've called many a time.
How old are you?
I turned 25.
Ew, no.
You're many a time. He's Southern, though, right?
We could have.
Where are you from, dude?
I'm from Connecticut.
You sound Southern.
All right, good answer. Well, have a good one.
That is a good answer. I'm going to read that book.
Hi, you're on the radio.
When Paul Newman was alive, he was not an a-hole.
He made good salad dressing.
Paul Newman.
We know who Paul Newman is.
We're thinking if there was any scandals with Paul Newman.
I'm trying to think of scandals.
Let me Google it. Paul Newman.
Sex racist.
Pervert. Oh, was he a racist?
Maybe.
Sex racist. Oh,
come on.
Wait, can I tell you something? The second link says, "No blacks," in quotes, "is not a sexual preference. It's racism." There's nothing about Paul Newman, though.
Huh. I mean, just
okay,
from,
I'll
like,
give you Paul Newman.
I'll give you Paul Newman.
Nice.
You're not on the list, but we'll give you Paul Newman.
Well, thanks. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Oh, my God, I broke the phone.
How?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Look.
Well, you can put that back.
All right, I'd have to say, one person who was not an asshole, Bruce Lee.
Is that true?
Pretty sure he was
that guy was an a-hole.
He was not an a-hole.
Wasn't he, like, a terrible father?
He was no terrible father, I mean. Guy created the whole inauguration of martial arts was made by someone famous here in America.
Can you talk louder, brah?
Did you just say brah?
Yep. He was a bad dad. Have a good one. We're not giving it to Bruce Lee. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Someone who's not an a-hole?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ewan McGregor.
Wrong.
Wait.
Wrong.
Wait. No, I think Ewan McGregor's a good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, I wouldn't make him a saint, but he doesn't have, like, any known drama in his life.
Are you sure he's not a drunk who punches people out?
Who did he punch out?
I mean, you know, who knows, but it's not big enough to where it, you know, gets
Well, I mean, that doesn't excuse it.
That's a weird one.
Wait,
where'd you
get... Andy Plans has a good one.
What?
Bob Ross.
That guy's got some skeletons in his closet.
I agree with you 100%. He probably has, like, little girls trapped in a room.
That guy's got some bad, bad stuff going on deep inside
him. Definitely a sex perv, right?
Definitely.
I'm Googling it.
And I feel like his house was really dusty.
Starts out with a giant, like...
Oh, yeah, like he never cleaned his house.
So dusty. So dusty.
Okay, have a good one.
I mean, a real positive influence, an artist.
I don't know how to Google it.
What do you mean?
I just Googled Bob Ross bad person. Because I don't know, like, if you don't know what they could have...
Right.
Like, I don't know how to Google it.
Yeah.
Five little things you didn't know about Bob Ross. They're all
it's
happy.
It's going to be dumb.
He loves lollipops.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah, you know what else he loves?
Yeah.
To lick.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's one. Why do some people so dislike Bob Ross? Click it.
You're just clickbaiting right now.
So what?
No one wants to listen to you surf the internet.
Then why don't you talk on the radio? while I surf.
I'm busy watching you surf the internet. 201.
We have to debunk Bob Ross. I feel like that's our goal right now.
Bob Ross prison record.
Okay. Bob Ross background check.
Yeah.
This show is really like, what's the best way to Google? Yeah, nothing. He was in the effing Air Force.
He was not in the Air Force.
Yeah.
He wears glasses.
He enlisted at 18 years old and served as a medical records technician.
You can't be in the Air Force if you wear glasses.
He wasn't flying the planes. He was just a medical records technician.
How can you be, well, attention to detail, and you can see it in his art. I think Bob Ross might be the winner.
Andy Plants, you're on the list.
And they're really good to watch when you can't sleep because they're all on Netflix and you just zone out.
And now.
You're like, instead of taking a Xanax, I'm going to watch some Bob Ross.
Just add the blue right up here in these little trees.
Beautiful trees.
These let the light shine on these trees. What?
I want to listen to it.
You want to find a Bob Ross?
He likes those happy little...
I feel like I just did a really good job.
Wait, you didn't talk about the happy clouds.
And the happy little clouds.
Feels good. It's better than guided meditation.
It's, but maybe I only need that and I don't need to go on a date.
201-209-9368. Maybe you could date Bob Ross. 201-209-9368. He's dead.
He died July 4th, 1995.
He's so lucky he got to die on July 4th.
Wait, why? Why?
I know, it seems like a fun day to go out.
It's a fun day to die?
Yeah.
Michelle?
What?
Do you hear yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think any day is a fun day. And I definitely don't think it was like a fun day for his family when he died on the 4th of July when they're like at their barbecue eating hot dogs looking at the happy little trees. Jesus. What am I Googling?
What day do you want to die?
Do you know what's in the Google the Google search field? Ooh. Bob Ross prison record.
I think we should go through the whole history on this computer.
Okay. All right. Turn it up and see if this works. Oh, it's beautiful. Even the theme music is good. Oh,
it's
you
like
gotta
Colin
see
Oates.
This. He's painting the logo onto like a screen that's not really there. And he's wearing an overalls.
He's wearing overalls?
Yeah.
He's my style icon.
Hello,
here he is.
I'm Bob Ross.
Now, denim tuxedo.
To the 21st Joy of Painting series. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your little paintbrush.
He definitely makes slow love to a lady.
Would you?
Would I do it to Bob Ross? Hell yes! Are you kidding me? He is not a selfish lover. I didn't say it. Shh. He will hang out for forever.
My standard old 18 by 24
inch. All right, let me forward till he gets to the happy trees.
201-209-9368. We've got about 8 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo. He's winning.
Listen to him.
I love him. I just want to be his friend, though.
It's going to suck, though, because I don't have a shirt to give Andy Plants because I gave him a free one. Any color that you want.
Sometimes I
oh, you can hear the paint palette on the
like
wood?
Stones and rocks. And depends on where you live. Maybe in your world, you don't want a mountain.
I don't want a mountain.
I want a mountain.
Paint this scene, and it'd be very beautiful without a mountain. It's up to you. It's really up to you.
Do this.
As we mentioned earlier, painting is as individual as people are.
Oh, my God, that's true. That's true.
Now then, we have to start thinking about little things. Maybe in my world, I think, is a little light going to strike right there.
Oh, you just put a little light on the top of the mountain. Did you feel it down there, Michelle?
Use a little bit of that mountain color with it. And a little bit of phthalo blue with it.
Oh, okay. Phthalo blue is gorgeous.
Maybe a little more blue there. And with that, we'll make us a nice shadow color. Now, this shadow color should be lighter than the base color that you put on your mountain.
He's a good painter.
Why would the shadow be lighter?
He's going
to
tell
you.
You
have to, have to reach a happy medium. Once again, our little roll of paint. Okay, let's go up here. Now, if this one's going to be the farthest away, we'll do this little rascal first.
Oh, a little rascal.
Should we answer some more calls?
Yeah, one more.
Come distinctly through and look at...
I'm going to pause Buzz, Bob Ross.
Yeah, pause it. That's good stuff.
Hi, you're on the radio. Wait, you got to... No, you don't, right?
Yeah.
I already did.
So I have a couple. I was originally going to say Iggy Pop is not an asshole.
Wrong.
But then I was thinking and listening to you guys kind of oozing over Bob Ross, and I was thinking...
Oozing?
You were oozing a little bit. Mr. Rogers is up there. Not only did he have a similar kind of show that everybody watched, everybody loved, but if you've ever seen it, it's also on YouTube. He went before Congress and pleaded for the case of PBS to get public funding and, you know, to keep funding for the arts, which you guys may appreciate, being a nonprofit and also soliciting the public for the arts. You know, Mr. Rogers, he's up there. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. By the way, I'm Denim on Denim guy from last week, so I'm happy to hear you guys slightly remember me earlier.
We did?
I think so.
I don't remember at all.
I think you're faking it. That's okay.
I'm actually not faking it. I don't fake it. I don't need to.
Okay.
Denim on Denim guy from what?
From last week, the hot guy with the kid.
I called him last week.
Hang up on him.
I didn't say I was hot. I just said I was wearing denim on denim. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I didn't care. Michelle was into you.
Might have been her. Yeah.
Over it.
Anyway, Mr. Rogers, yeah. What do you think?
When you got to call yourself out as the hot guy, you lose all credibility, my friend.
Yeah.
Goodbye. That was lame. Who does that? 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
The show is wild.
The show is so fun. What?
It's so wild.
Well, Scott said you changed the topic. I hope I didn't scare you away from the other one.
It wasn't you, Rooster. It was us.
The new topic is who is not an a-hole?
Well, Scott gave me a name. Her name is Emily Wilder Davison. And she was an activist for women's suffrage in England.
Scott?
She actually took her own life as a demonstration.
This is depressing, Rooster.
I think it's good. People should vote.
Say that again?
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
You hung up on Rooster?
Dude? Yep. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Peter calling back. I want to retract my Heimlich as a nominee, and I want to vote for Paul Newman.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Because all of his products are vegan. I'm a vegan. All of his products...
They're not all vegan.
And the profits went to charity.
They're not all vegan. They're not all vegan.
They're not?
Have a good one.
Bob Ross wins.
Andy Plants, you're the winner with Bob Ross. He says there's no need for a t-shirt, so I guess I'm going to have to give him something else. You like that joke, Michelle?
I did.
Andy Plants gets it, too. What are you pointing at? Do you need me to do something? Oh, okay, yes, Michelle. You are correct, Michelle. But, okay, yes.
Back. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
There's a tremendous amount of freedom on this canvas. And that's what makes it fun. And you can come back in here. See, this line is very straight. Now we can come back in here, and we can put all kinds of little ridges and bumps and little places where the mountain goat would have to live up here. He's got to have a little home, too. And we just let that run right on down. Okay, but each one of these little projections needs a little shadow. Needs a little shadow where it just won't play. It'll go hide. See how that little shadow just brought it right out? Watch, though. Maybe it goes right over here. I don't know. don't know. It's up to you. You have to make these big decisions. There. But notice the angles here. All the highlights are going in one basic angle. All the shadows are going in one basic angle. They vary a little. But overall, they're going in the same angle, because if light's coming through here, it's only going to strike on a given angle.
"5 months ago, I was on the subway on my way to work. I was sitting on the express, same as every morning, looking out the window, watching the local stops go by in the dark, with an empty head and my arms folded, not feeling great, not feeling rotten, just not feeling. And for a minute, I couldn't remember. I didn't know, unless I really concentrated, whether it was a Tuesday or a Thursday or... For a minute, it could have been any day, Arn. I gotta know what day it is. I gotta know what's the name of the game and what the rules are without anyone else telling me. You gotta own your own days and name them. Each one of them. Every one of them. Or else the years go right by and none of them belong to you. And that ain't just for weekends, kiddo."
"Hi, you're on the radio.
You're talking about ghosts, right?
What would you do if you were a ghost? Halloween? Trick or treat?"
"I have a feeling we're not going to get many calls tonight because it's Halloween. Hey, you're on the radio.
Why would you ever, ever consider turning over this country to this man? Why would you ever, ever consider encouraging his type?
Turn your radio down and hurry your story up.
Woman on the plane accused him of groping her. You should know he didn't do it because, quote, believe me, she would not be my first choice. That I can tell you.
Ew.
She would not be my first choice.
Ew.
Who would be his first choice? Your daughter?"
Oh, God.
"I'm going to be dating her in 10 years. Can you believe
it?" "This is disgusting.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the
wherever.
Ew.
Oh, God.
I moved on her like a bitch.
Kidding me?
No respect for her. I don't think she's very good.
Sit down.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Ew. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
You have 10 seconds.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
That's weird. Ew, that's so
that's
gross.
That's so gross.
Such a nasty one.
You're out of here.
Creepy clown sightings. Police increasing patrols in a North Carolina neighborhood after two children reportedly saw a clown trying to lure kids into the woods with treats.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Clown sightings first started across the border in South Carolina.
Trick or treat.
He saw clowns whispering in the woods nearby. Police officers got called to an apartment complex after residents there reported seeing a clown trying to lure kids to follow him into the woods.
Trick or treat.
There has now been yet another clown sighting in our area. This one in the Greensboro area, which is about 30 miles east of Winston-Salem, where there were those two sightings within the past couple days. Clown sighting. This one also in a wooded area near an apartment complex trying to lure kids into the woods.
And police body camera footage in Georgia arresting this man for running around and scaring women.
Blood coming out of her.
As the king sat in his robe, holding the globe, which he kept as a pet, always claiming as a threat, he would alter, cause an altar falter, to keep us in check. He said he'd crush our world, the galaxy is just a speck in the corner of his far reaching, overreaching, everlasting power, never overthrown by cowards. But the gods didn't look upon this fondly, they called him tawdry. As they observed him, they would notice while they watched, and he would spend hours holding his globe, hoping to discover other factions he could overthrow. This karmic offense incensed the mystics, plus the spirits who had died fighting for his causes, the human losses, such a dangerous territory to tread. When you upset both the balance of the living and the dead, they wanted his head but found the violence too swift. A plan was then devised so they could set him adrift. So the gods gathered and they conceptualized the king's demise. They planned to put his palace in the skies in the form of vapor, a disappearing act caper, a wonder of the world that's inexplicable by nature. Every day a different brick in the walls evaporated. The first man to notice it was fascinated, but then his heart palpitated, panic wriggled through the kingdom. The mystics start to sing, this is what fate will bring the king. The mystics didn't live long after that. Many inhabitants had left this haunted habitat. And though the edifice was sick, the ruler wouldn't budge a lick, cause it was clear that he was clinging to his gravitas. Months passed by and one morning he opened his eye to see no ceiling in his chambers, just a view of the sky. The walls were gone, the shades were drawn inside his mind, but now he's got no choice but to view the other side of the blinds. What he finds is a world without his reign, pure pain. The mighty ruler walking with the cane, with miles of lush hills before him and grasses their decorum. He screamed why and the skies did ignore him. He asked once again but the world had resigned, no signs, just time holding hands with time. With an eternity to grieve and no chance to ever leave, he got lost in the mirage of his reprieve.
How do you work? You just start with a blank canvas and just start painting?
I usually put a lot down in it, and then that take a lot away. And I put some more down, and then I take some more away. You know, so it's like a constant editing process usually.
Do you ever comply with the request to describe your work?
I never know how to really describe it, except maybe I don't know how to describe my work.
Do you feel that that's important to you, though, not to be able to describe it?
It's like asking somebody, you know, how does your horn sound? You know, I mean, you can really tell us if you really tell you, you know, why you play it.
Another day, another dime, another way to kill some time, another tester to the crowd, point blank at the sublime, another way to get us paid from orchestrating up a line, and a genius annotation and debating with the blind, word the same old, and my accolades from above for Legos, and day ones will get you your shipments in Winnebagoes, depending to the god like a scene by the seed of Matilda and Gerard, or the lift of a Chappelle, my records is overnighters that turn into over never, in hands that'll hold you second like I'm lifting the Chappelle hat, two about a one automatic the entendres, a two about a one like taking talcum on a prom date. It's gray bottoms for the city in here and gray bottoms for the biddies in here. I got you love, I've been one of one from day one, top three where I came from, Basquiat on the draw, you see where they got their trace from, right? It sound like Basquiat on the draw. The price tag got cool coach range, the loop so straight, all of this can flip from the door, south lines or whatever you want, it's Basquiat on the draw.
Yeah. Look, try to cross the mob, that ain't smart at all.